The rising menace of digital arrest, understanding and safeguarding against this modern cyber scam. Rakesh was getting ready for dinner when his cell phone started ringing. A criminal posing himself as a cybercrime officer informed Rakesh that his Aadhaar card was involved with money laundering activities. The stern-faced man in police uniform told Rakesh that he was under digital arrest during their video conference, which started less than a minute after their initial contact. Rakesh came close to transferring 5 lakhs rupees to rescue his situation, but his son stepped in to show the phone screen, revealing the entire event as a synthetic trick. The fast digital transformation of India leads cybercriminals to implement more sophisticated methods than deceptive emails or counterfeit websites. The digital arrest scam represents one of the most dangerous cyber threats because it has successfully stolen money from victims, also causing harm to their psychological well-being. The article details the system behind digital arrests while explaining their operational tactics as well as examining victimhood causes alongside protective measures for everyone involved. What is digital arrest? Indian law enforcement recognizes no such concept as digital arrest because it exists only in scammer-made claims to manipulate and rush their victims. A perpetrator states someone is under digital arrest to imply law enforcement has remotely applied digital limitations to surveillance activities because of suspected illegal digital actions. The digital arrest scam exists as an unauthorized manipulation technique rather than resembling legitimate legal enforcement, which requires official documentation and physical enforcement. These scammers pretend to be cyber police or CBI staff or official authority personnel who pretend that your digital identity along with your assets have entered surveillance status. Indian internet users need to understand the meaning of digital arrest because it represents a fraudulent situation that tricks people into impulsive financial transactions through fake time-sensitive situations. Such investigation is done through WhatsApp calls or there is a need for immediate fund transfer to resolve the criminal allegations is no legal exercise done by any legitimate Indian law enforcement agency. How Insaf 99 can help you overcome it? Digital arrest is a more sophisticated scam in which fraudsters pose as law enforcement officers to order targets to pay for discharge from false charges and pretend to be under investigation. Conversely, these scams do not involve any legal process and all operate entirely through intimidation and fear without any judicial oversight. If you are facing such a digital arrest scam, Insaf 99, an online lawyer consultation platform in India, is there to help you immediately. If scammer calls you and tells you that you are being placed under digital arrest, help to verify legitimacy of any supposed investigation, 24/7 emergency legal consultation. Completing the process of direct verification with the right authorities to find out whether any legal action has been taken against you. Guidelines on how to document and report the scam to cyber police. And legal support for victims who might have already transferred funds to scammers. Provide preventative legal counseling aimed at identifying and responding to possible cyber threats. Insaf 99's network of cybercrime specialists and legal experts are at your disposal by a simple video consultation where you never have to operate alone and get the immediate clarity and professional support that this can be an extremely stressful time. Our experts can easily identify legal communication between their clients as real or fraudulent digital arrest claims and give their clients peace of mind as they are informed what steps to take. How the digital arrest scam works. Process of a typical digital arrest scam usually has the correctly applied sequence of events to allow for maximum pressure and minimum chance of analytic critical thought on the part of the victim. Initial contact. This scam starts with a phone call from an unscrupulously spoofed caller ID that seems to be a real agency number. The caller makes him believe that he is a cybercrime officer, CBI agent, or some other authority figure. allegations, the scammer alleges that you are involved in such activities as money laundering, identity theft, or drug trafficking. They might mention your Aadhaar, PAN, or bank accounts have been flagged in relation to such criminal activities. Escalation: if you show confusion or denial, the scammer escalates to someone with the title of senior officer who sounds more authoritative, and this can be a lawyer using difficult wording to sound legitimate. Digital arrest scam. Nowadays, many of the most sophisticated digital arrest scams involve video calls involving scammers in police uniforms sitting in front of backdrops pretending to be official facilities. Some go to such an extent that they even make fake websites which have the appearance of national portals, and they list your name in fabricated criminal cases. Isolation tactics. The crook implies you must not disconnect the call or inform anyone you're involved in investigation, as that will exacerbate your legal problems. This isolation keeps you from seeking advice that will expose the scam. Scammer's solution. They offer a solution, usually involving an immediate transfer of funds to a government verification account or purchase of gift cards, the codes you have to share for verification purposes. Often, the scammers have access to some of your personal information, perhaps bought from data breaches or harvested from social media, that they strategically set out to make them appear credible. The digital arrest scam is particularly convincing because you feel, to begin with, that you are talking to an authority you trust, someone who is afraid of you, and who possesses knowledge of the inner workings of the institution involved. Why people fall for digital arrest scams? These scammers understand the psychological vulnerabilities and can exploit even the educated and tech-savvy people who are falling victim to digital arrest scams. Authority bias. Our nature makes it easy to obey authority figures, and law enforcement agencies are quite authority figures. One of the drawbacks of this enormously powerful respect for authority is that citizens can override critical thinking when the police, government officials, or any other person officially representing the police or government declare that they are from them. Fear response. Activating our brain's fear center when faced with threats of legal consequences makes it much harder for you to use rational assessment. It allows the logical inconsistencies in the scammer's story to be less obvious. Digital unfamiliarity. Many Indians are still relatively new to digital systems and don't know precisely what happens in a cyber investigation, therefore, fictional procedures may seem plausible. Preventing external perspectives. Scammers maintain victims in continuous telephone calls and advise them not to share what's going on with others, preventing external views that may reveal their lies. How to protect yourself from digital arrest scams? Here are some concrete steps to safeguard yourself from being an arrest scam victim in the digital world. Know the red flags. There is no legitimate Indian law enforcement agency which conducts investigations via phone or video calls, takes immediate payments, declares someone digitally arrested. Formal notices in writing are a part of real legal proceedings and do not request immediate fund transfers. Verify independently, hang up and call the official number of the government organization in question as provided on their official website, and verify the identity independently. Never use the contact details provided by the caller. Contact a professional legal advisor. There are platforms like Insaf 99 which provide an instant facility for availing legal experts who can verify the veracity of any alleged investigation and suggest further steps of approach. Get out of the isolation. If you get such calls, consult with an immediate family member, a friend, or a colleague later. The strongest defense against these kinds of psychological manipulation tactics is external perspective. File complaints of attempts at digital arrest scam on the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal, cybercrime.gov.in, or call Cybercrime Helpline at 1930. Conclusion. The digital arrest scam represents a dangerous new dodge in the world of cyber fraud, turning authority and technology against us to keep us in our little rational boxes. Awareness will become our strongest shield against such sophisticated threats in India as it goes about its digital transformation. Also, remember that legitimate legal processes do not occur from unexpected calls and demand immediate financial sales. Take a moment whilst you are being video called by someone official or the video call looks official to take a pause, take yourself out of the channel and independently verify what they say. Insaf 99 is providing crucial support during such weak moments by providing a chance to access the legal experts at the click of a button, which can distinguish the genuine legal communication from the fraudulent claims. Their experience can be really invaluable in preventing financial loss and emotional distress.